Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, Road Trippin' fans, homage t-shirts are as ferocious as the dunks or bangouts Richard and Channing throw down from time to time, and their softness can't even be matched. Homage has been turning back the clock with throwback tees for years. From the NBA to the Ultimate Warrior, you know, the tee that LeBron wore on the plane after leading the Cavs to its first title the city had seen in over 50 years. Well, Homage tells the stories of triumph, individualism, and hustle, preserving the old school and creating new legacies. Go to homage.com, that's H-O-M-A-G-E, and pay homage with your favorite tee. Be sure to check out the NBA Jam tees and one exclusively made for me and you. Better yet, three other tees designed specific to the Road Trippin' fam you'll want to check out. We're road tripping at homage.com. Hey, Road Trippin' fam, it's Allie. Hope you all are enjoying the holiday season. We just wanted you to know it's an exciting week for Road Trippin', as we think you'll really enjoy, as always, of course, our guests this week. From Cleveland to Portland, we are coming at you strong before the real meaning of this time of year takes over. With that said, we begin in Cleveland with episode 90, and let's just say this, it wasn't his first and won't be his last. Jordan Clarkson, aka Bucket Getter, thanks Channing, stops by to join Road Trippin' for a little fun. Now, it was short but sweet as he opened up on various topics, what it was like playing with the Philippines national team this past summer, where he got his fashion sense from, and guys, he actually tells us who speaks to him in the middle of the night about his fashion. Yeah, crazy. As well as, though, the humbling experience it was for him competing in the NBA Finals a season ago. So with that, Angel, J-Mike, Channing, you guys always keep it loose, you always entertain, so without further ado, I'm going to toss it out to you. J-Mike, take it away.
All right, thank you, Allie. I am happy to be alongside someone who needs no introduction here on Road Trippin'.
Little introduction.
Here he is. It's Channing Frye. Good to see you, buddy.
Oh, man. It feels good to be back. You know, I'm missing my two counterparts. But you know what? Sometimes you need to move on. You know, sometimes you outgrow them like Ringo from the Beatles. Was that his name, Ringo?
Yeah, that was one of them.
Okay. Yeah. He had a dip. Listen, like Andre 3000, I had to dip out on Outkast. I'm just kidding. No. They're good. We have new people. Angel is here with us. Nobody can see you wave as
Hi,
she waves
guys.
To me. Yes. And then we have the infamous Jordan Clarkson, Mr. Fashion Nova, Mr. Philippines himself, Mr. Heineken commercial. Right, yeah. Now, we are blessed with his presence. Mr. Get a Bucket. What's going on, Jordan?
Hello.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
It's going to be a long, it's gonna be a long,
hello,
it's
right?
It's going to be a long 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, hello.
Jordan, let's just break the ice. When you got traded for me, did you feel bad for me or did you feel... like awesome and sad that you were leaving LA?
And you can be honest.
Sort of honest.
I was both. I felt awesome and sad because I knew we was going to compete for a championship.
Right.
And then I felt bad for you.
Damn! I felt bad for me too until I was at the beach. That's cool. Woo, I love you.
Definitely.
Hermosa.
Yeah. But it was, I thought it was cool for you too, though. You
know, you no, it was to, good. It was good experience, to play for man. Luke. Honestly, yeah. Playing in LA was an awesome experience. The Lakers are an amazing organization. It's just funny that we got traded for each other and I'm back here.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Yeah. But no, you're my guy, Jay. Yeah, yeah. JC. How's it been so far being in Cleveland? How you like Cleveland?
I like Cleveland.
They love you.
A lot.
Cleveland people like you.
That's true.
You're pretty consistent. You go out there and get your buckets. You're a bucket getter.
Yeah. That's what I kind of been doing these last years, coming off the bench. So it's my role now.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, pretty much. So I mean, what? Okay, so let's talk about Jordan. You played for the Filipino national team.
Yeah.
Or is that the Philippines national team? Is it Filipino national team?
Yeah, Filipino.
Right, okay. Team. I've been to the Philippines.
Yeah.
I love, what's up, Philippines? Y'all took good care of your boy?
Yeah. Let them know.
Good care of your boy. It was amazing out there. How was that? And then what made you make that decision?
Well, I've been trying to do that since I've been a rookie in the league.
They just thought you were garbage.
Yeah, they thought I was trash. Yeah, no,
we come.
But no, I just had to get everything settled with, you know, FIBA stuff.
Right.
You know, my passport. They had to make sure everything was good.
All right.
And then once everything got settled, they tried to kick me out of the country a few times.
What? No, you're acting reckless. Yeah, that's what I mean. Too many Miguels. Right. Too many Miguels, dog.
Too many San Miguels.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Listen, look. Y'all be, don't sleep on the Miguels now.
Yeah. Especially on vacay.
Oh.
Baraka, all the islands out there. Probably, yeah, too many beers and blacked out. And,
oh, man.
They probably kicked me out of the country then. But no, but it was a great experience playing for the Filipino national team, just being able to represent the country on the Asian Games. Got to be the flag bearer, you know, got to walk out with the flag, a bunch of people. It was just a great experience. Yao Ming was there.
Oh,
it was,
man,
my first time, I think, meeting him.
Dude, he's humongous.
He's huge. And he kind of got on me a little bit because it was a village. Well, I stayed at the village and then at a hotel as well. He was like, hey, if I could fit in the bed, you can fit in them too. I was like, you for sure not staying in this village. The beds are literally.
No.
Like, couldn't have.
No, he's not. No, he's not. 100%. Yeah, man. Well, you better stop it. He got a mattress. He got a blow-up mattress on the floor.
Yeah.
100%. His own custom Yao Ming mattress.
Do you have any Manny Pacquiao sightings this time? I know you saw him before. Nice. I mean, you played some chess with him, right?
Yeah. I played. Actually, it was funny. Yeah, we played chess till about 4 in the morning, 4 or 5 in the morning.
Well, you stupid.
Yeah, I'm being dead.
For real?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know what time KFC closes over there, but at like 3:30, he kind of gave me like three boxes of buckets of chicken, KFC, mashed potatoes, everything. We took a break, ate it. Was drinking a little bit.
KFC better over there or over
there?
Yeah,
I think KFC is so much better in the Philippines. Right. Man,
tell us why.
So far,
this is a 3:30.
I don't know. It's just
the chicken might have been a little bit
the original.
Yeah, the like it just tastes like
spicy.
Yeah, it's a little more spicy. See, instead of but see, the difference is they serve fries, but that doesn't like come with the meals. It comes with rice, so you get like a bowl of rice and it's wrapped up in like paper. You take it out, chicken and rice, and cut the chicken up. Well, I just ate it with my hands, but
obviously you're a heathen.
Yeah. But usually cut it. They don't really use knives; it's spoons, forks, and spoons.
Forks and spoons. Mm-hmm. Shit must be tender out there, boy.
Yeah,
you better have no tough meat. So what's up, man? Listen, let's talk to the real nitty gritty. What's up with the fashion? When did you decide? Fuck it, I'm just gonna be fashionable and just wear some crazy shit. Because you wore literally a rug 2 nights ago.
That's true. We need answers.
We need
that
answers.
Because
I'm like,
there were like
everyone's
three rugs
hype
put together.
On it. I'm like, that's a rug. But you, but then you won, like, you're winning like best dress.
Person in the league.
I don't know.
Like,
he's, I'm confused.
But then he told me, he was like, "Yo, I just throw stuff on." I'm like, "Stop it. I love to throw stuff."
There
on
is no chance this man goes to a closet and says,
"No,
I'm
actually
tired
do
today." No, there's no way you threw that on.
Yeah, I just.
You have one half of your shirt tucked in, one half not. That's on purpose. Mm-hmm. You're wearing a beanie in your back pocket on purpose.
No, it's not on purpose, though.
You have different materials on purpose. You ain't slick, Jordan.
Bro, just describe it for us.
Describe. What is your style in three words?
So when I was little.
Okay, so when I was little. I don't understand that.
That's
yes. So.
Book.
That's when I was little. Okay, we'll take that.
The title of the book.
All right, So this is when I was little, right? So we had uniforms all the way to eighth grade. They tried to tell us you couldn't wear this. Then ninth grade, we got to kind of wear whatever. And then that's where it started for me in terms of fashion. I started cutting my T-shirts up.
Oh.
Wearing different clothes.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a little waste of money, but it was like, all right, I'm just
The N1
cutting
shirts?
My pants. Yeah.
Like, yeah, your mama can't hold me. Yeah, those.
Yeah, starting cutting up.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I did that too.
Yeah. Cutting
but
sleeves
after
off.
My mom said, like, yeah, Channing, you got to keep wearing it. I was like, oh, this really sucks. But if I cut the sleeves off, that's another 2 weeks of this Arizona Heat now. You're from Texas. Arizona Heat will bleach a shirt to the bone.
Yeah.
What? No, don't wear no dark colors.
But then my dad all used to get on me. He used to say I used to dress like a bum and all kind of stuff.
Oh.
Then when I got older, I was like, now everybody's like dressing this way. And I was like, see, I told you, Dad, I've been doing this forever. And he was like, he still doesn't get all the fashion stuff that I wear.
I don't get it. And I'm not even a daddy.
Yeah.
JC, how do you feel about Channing's style?
Channing got good style, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
really does. I'm a medium.
He really understands where his lane is in terms of his style.
Oh, yeah, I stay in my lane. Medium.
Medium.
He doesn't.
I think this is how I get dressed. Am I going to get roasted for this? Nope. Okay, I'll put that on. Yeah.
So, say, there's a difference, though, because I feel like JC doesn't care. You're like, oh, let me think about
everybody else's
worried
about. I feel like JC goes, I can wear what I want because I could justify it with a half-ass answer.
Yeah.
Like, JC could be like, I went to his show. Oh, okay. Well, like, okay, I didn't go. So, I don't know if that's even cool. JC could wear TJ Maxx, FUBU, and be like, yo, this is about to be fire in 2 months. And people go, shit, is it? Gotta know. Like, all right. Like,
we'll see. What really happens, though, is, like, these brands, I don't know, they have, like, clothing gods, and they just kind of like, you know, they kind of just touch me in my sleep and be like, wear this. And I wake up and I'll be like, oh, for sure gonna wear this.
For sure.
For sure gonna wear this. So when the clothing gods come speak to me, I decide to bless the world.
Ooh, wow. Bless it. That's see, impressive. It's, you know what happens?
Impressive.
Look, DeVito started talking. Right. Now, look at that humility. Look, they're fashion. Going out the window.
We're going really
I
deep.
Knew it.
Fashion guys, bless you at all, Channing.
You know what the fashion guy says, Channing? Don't fuck this up. Channing, just go
and
there. Just go there and be there. Channing, don't put that on. That's what I'm saying. Channing, don't. Oh, damn. Look, that's why you're going to get roasted. And then they put it into Tristan and Kevin. They put hate in their hearts. And they say, Channing, what the hell are you wearing? And I say, guess what? I don't care. I don't.
See, well,
I like looking appropriate.
It's in your lane, like JC said,
lane.
Right?
I like looking appropriate. JC will be like, I don't know if that's appropriate, but it's well done, so okay.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you your socks are a name brand.
No, they ain't it.
What kind of socks are those?
A Fruit of the Loom.
Very nice.
Damn it. That was my only chance. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a, what do they call it? A brand whore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Label whore.
Yeah.
I see JC wear, no lie, I told him this morning. I said, JC, you don't be wearing nothing. He wears the same clothes all the time. He just be mixing and matching stuff.
That's a secret.
It's not a secret.
Everyone it's not a secret, though. Yeah, I feel like everybody
Bron knows. Bron wore the same black pants and outfit for 2 months. People said, yo, he's setting a trend.
It's the new new.
Stop it.
It's the same pair of pants.
Yeah. His dry cleaner quit on him. That's what happened.
Who do you think could get away on this team with your style? That's like, if question. Someone were to be in your that's closet. A good
question. Oh, Kyle Korver.
Oh, yeah. Well,
for Kyle sure.
Kyle, low-key, yeah. Kyle could.
It would be different cut, but 100%.
I feel like Kyle could wear a lot of my clothes.
Kyle doesn't ever not dress up. People just don't notice it because they think, oh, it's Kyle.
Yeah. He'd still be having some stuff on. He low-key. Yeah, he'd be having his like off-white game, shoes. Like, and
he
like,
had a hoodie like, on with a blazer with some cool, like,
yeah,
slacks,
yeah.
But he like does flat that. Shoes. That was
he
nice.
Dresses himself. And so I'm like, wait, hold on now. So you Kyle, guys, what? What?
But hold on. Maybe the label gods. This? Is but, that what you called them?
Yeah, the brand gods.
Okay,
so
maybe the brand gods are talking to Kyle, too. Maybe you should probably discuss.
No.
No?
Nah. Kyle is not a brand god dude.
But I think... a lot of people in the NBA got stylists. I don't have a stylist.
No.
So I just follow the brand guys.
You know what's funny? I appreciate stylists. I love them.
Have you had one?
Me
never.
Too.
Never had one?
Never. I would like, if I could have somebody that would get stuff that fits me correctly,
right?
Yeah.
I'd pay for that.
Of course.
But the problem is, you know, let's talk about their perspective. They need to impress me. And I need to be seen all the time. I don't live like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, give me some jeans, give me some hoodies, give me some t-shirts, and maybe a jacket or two, and I can make that work for about the next 10 years.
That's a lane you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
I feel like being a stylist is like, it's hard, but I feel like I could do that. Because a lot of people in the NBA, they like, they wear a lot of different stuff. They try to get out their lane, and it's just not what you're looking
at. You ain't about
to
put you like the hell?
All the time. I ain't going to put nobody out there on blast like that, but, you know. You know, if you can, you know, me, I'm getting touched by the, you know, brand guides and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind blessing people around the NBA or the league. No. And I'm coming out with some clothes sometime soon. So
that's a good question. What's the name?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make sure you get some clothes, man.
Ooh, you know, have I a like free 99. No.
Nah, that's like the biggest thing for me right now, trying to figure out the name. But I have a lot of ideas.
You know what you should do? Sit and meditate, and then the first word that comes to you. You should find it in different languages. That's what people do.
That's
right. Really sit and like meditate for like 20 minutes. Have you ever done that? Nope. Yeah, you know how hard that is? It's ridiculously hard. But to just sit somewhere still with your eyes closed for 20 minutes and think of nothing.
I know Luke is your boy. Yeah. He tried to get me to meditate.
Yeah, you should.
He tried to get, actually, he tried to get the whole team to meditate. And
oh, the dude, the meditation. Oh,
yeah, I forgot his name. But yeah,
Headspace. Yoga or anything?
Headspace.
Yes, I love that. We met the owner. I use that.
Really? Yeah. Seriously? I like it.
Luke tried to really put me on that. And then I was like, then he did it as a team thing. I said, this fucking shit doesn't work. But
you know what's funny? I thought that too. And then you know what? If you actually had a yoga teacher or somebody like who is into meditation take you to the side. Mm-hmm. And sit with you and say, hey, today we're just going to do it for 5 minutes and talk you through it. Within a minute, your brain automatically just, I'm not going to say shuts off, but like goes to a different spot. It needs to
where
like,
it needs to be, right?
Yeah, but you need, like for us, you can't be in a classroom. We don't pay attention in classroom. Right. If we don't get individual attention, it doesn't work like that. Like I get bad anxiety. So when I get anxiety, I have to like separate myself, sit down, and think, why do I feel like this? Like, but this is years.
Right.
The longest I've ever meditated, and I did yoga every day for 9 months straight, right? Or 5 days a week, was 30 minutes. 30 of the longest.
But it feels like forever. That's what you're saying.
Dude.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And you know, I've told people this. I literally talked to God. And he told me I was going to be okay for my heart issue. And the next week, I flew to Baltimore, and I was okay. Mm. It's the craziest thing. He was. No, I was like. Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy story, and people are going to be like, well, you're doing whatever.
No, but I was like,
I was sitting on my dock on a river, and the thing was moving, and it was windy, so all I was focusing on was the wind. Mm-hmm. And for 20 seconds, I heard no wind, no nothing other than a voice said, like in my mind, I asked, like, am I going to be okay? Like, please tell me yes or no. I'm cool with either way. And it said, get up, you're fine. Oh, wow. And I was like, whoa. I was like, this is weird.
Dog. Yeah, yeah.
I never hear, you only hear yourself. You only see yourself, you know, based on what somebody teaches you on like how to focus. But yeah, meditation is a crazy thing.
Yeah, no, Luke stopped, what's his name? We almost like, it almost became where it wasn't like, he was talking to me about basketball anymore. It was almost like, JC, you need to go meditate, man. I see a lot. Well, Luke was around because he know I had a lot of stuff going on. Then when I got traded, we still open contact, but he knew I had a lot of stuff going on my life and stuff like that. So he was trying to, you know, kind of push it to me. I wouldn't say I went too far into it yet, but I do go and like kind of just sit in a quiet place and kind of just let my thoughts just go away for a while. I guess that's my way of meditating.
That, yes, that's meditating.
Yeah, but I don't just like, oh, it is. Yeah,
that's meditating, you big dummy.
I just didn't use the app. He just wanted me to use the headspace.
No, no, no. Like, listen, to just sit for a second, even if you lie down.
Discipline, though. That takes a lot of discipline. Yeah. Like, you especially really have to learn how to shut down. The first thing we do, wake up, you check everything. Like,
well, listen, we have, even though it's shortened, but we do, we have 5 minutes, right? Jordan, tell us about what you did this summer that was so different because you've been running around like a fucking deer in an energy ball all season. So what did you do different this summer than next summer? And what did going to the finals that had to be somewhat motivating, but just dabble on that. And then we'll end on that. And then we'll have you back. And then we're going to talk for you for like 10 hours.
The big thing for me in terms of the finals, it was like a humbling experience for me. Just because all the media attention and everything that, you know, kind of comes with it. You know, I sucked. Wasn't playing. Like,
you're a poo-poo. Poo-poo
pee-pee. Yeah. didn't really play much. It was my first time really getting DMPs, and I was just like kind of everywhere. But it was a humbling experience for me. I think it's good for my career. It's good for me to, you know, kind of just put me in my place a little bit. And then, you know, I went to work this summer. Worked out with this guy named Emilio Cesar.
Ooh, Cesar.
Yeah, and he, you know, put me to work, man. He, I never really took, like, weight training, conditioning, all that stuff really serious. Because I was that kid that just kind of goes all day long, and I really never get tired. And I only did court stuff, so I would just be on the court all day through the other summers. But I really took in weights and all that stuff throughout the summer. And that really helped me this year. Like you said, that's why I'm running around everywhere. Always, you know.
Crazy little sucker.
Yeah.
Do you think you can? Yeah, you're a little crazy little sucker. Do you think what you did last summer, do you think that you can sustain it all year?
Yeah. Well, you kind of tone it down. In terms of like the work,
right.
But you know, we've been with D-Mill every morning,
right?
You know, I didn't do that last year.
Oh,
like
yeah,
in the weight room, I was never in there in the mornings and stuff like that. So now it's kind of like a routine for me. Like,
oh yeah,
I gotta wake up and go to the weight room. Like first thing to do, if that's do 3-4 exercises and you know
get to moving.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. No, I think that's the biggest thing that young guys don't understand is that like it's not how you feel in practice necessarily that day. It's like, what kind of routines are you establishing for the rest of the year, the whole year? Because listen, if you score 2, you score 20. Are you in there the next day? Are you feeling good? You feeling bad? Are you adjusting? Are you adapting? Are you talking to your coaches? Are you talking to, you know, D-Mail, like our strength coach? Like, are you making yourself better? Because that's the only dialogue. Because at the end of the day, D-Mill and all these guys work for you to try and make you better. So if you don't tell them how you feel, if you go in there and you feel like crap and they give you a hard workout, what are you going to feel like tomorrow? But then they're going to say, oh, you had a bad game. That's stupid. You're going to be like, dang, I had a bad game. But it's on you. That's your fault. You should have told them, yo, my legs are dead. I went super hard yesterday. Like I played 40 minutes, you know. I need something else. Give me something else to make me feel better. They may give you a stretch day. right? But
cater to them,
yeah. Right? That's the whole thing. So, you know, we're just gonna figure that out. We're gonna be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or you know, whenever this gets aired. Whoever hears this, poo poo pee pee, penis, vagina.
Before
vagina.
You bounce, I wanna just go on that weight stuff one more time. It like kind of keeps you locked in too, though. I felt like my body like shut down after like the second round of the playoffs, just because I wasn't strong enough. I ain't never played after.
Oh, you're a little
April.
Baby.
April, yeah.
Yeah, never played after April.
Oh shit.
So it felt my body felt so shitty.
Oh, I can imagine.
And just playing those extra games or going all the way to the finals. We played only 4 games in the finals. They swept us, but still though.
It was a hard sweep.
I think we went 7.
Conference finals were seven.
Yeah, and it Damn. Was like.
What's that feel like?
It went 7-4-7-4. Indiana 7. Ooh. Toronto 4. Ooh. Boston 7.
Ooh.
Golden State.
Yeah. And
I'm not going to say that wouldn't happen if I was there, but that's okay. I won't say that. It will end on that.
Hey Road Trippin' fans, don't forget, we're working with a t-shirt company that you may have seen around, Homage. They're the ones that are responsible for LeBron's Ultimate Warrior shirt and many of the college designs you see on tees. As they pay homage to great moments in sports and inspiring stories, go check out their NBA Jam tees at homage.com. You're sure to be inspired and we'll get a kick out of their special design for Richard and Channing, along with 3 other designs specific to the Road Trippin' fan. Get them while they're still in stock at homage.com.